Everybody, well, I thought John Key was going to deliver a block of cheese. Turns out that it's only half of that. It's in 3 years' time, maybe, if you're lucky, and if he doesn't pay off debt and the economy doesn't fall in a hole. This is a joke. People under Labor will get $2 an hour extra if they're on the minimum wage. They'll get 60 bucks a week out of our Best Start policies. They'll get this much money off our New Zealand power policy alone. The National Party's dance of the veils ended up with a big reveal, and what it revealed is the hole in government policy. The last week, my opponent has been challenging Labor on policy detail. There are only 30 pages of policy on National's website. There's 173 on Labor's, including the most detailed alternative budget that an opposition has ever delivered. So I say to New Zealanders, do you reckon half of this note was worth all of that weight in another 3 years till the next election? I don't think so.
What do you make of the timing as well?
I think the timing shows that this rock star recovery is falling in a hole. The PREFU numbers show growth halving from around 4% to around 2% over the next 3 years. It shows wages rising less than 1% after inflation. And it shows most New Zealanders missing out. For goodness sake, 43% of Kiwis didn't get a pay rise at all last year.
So you say this is the $5 tax cut, the 2 litre bottle of milk tax cut.
Exactly right, because a 1% change in the second tax bracket is $485 million a year. A 1% change, which delivers $5 a week, is $485 million a year.
So what do you make like a detail around it, isn't it?
Isn't that ironic? The same Prime Minister that's been challenging Labor on incredible levels of detail over the last week can't even tell us for sure what tax rates or thresholds he would change in 3 years' time.
What do you make of the proposed cuts to the ACC levies from 1st April 2016, 30%?
ACC and Treasury have been saying for some time now that those levy reductions are overdue. There is no way the public should see that as tax reductions.
So to sum this up, are you saying this is a fizzer of an announcement?
A fizzer? This is a joke. This is the hypothetical tax cut.
And what do you make of the timing, April the 1st, 2017, just in the run-up?
Sounds like an April Fool's joke to me.
So what could Labor promise in terms of tax cuts then by that point, 2017?
Well, we've already said that in our second term of this fiscal headroom, we too will consider tax cuts for low and middle income earners. But we are not basing our election campaign on something that might or might not happen in 2017. We're saying $2 an hour to minimum wage earners now, $60 a week to needy families per child now, and we will lift the best part of 250,000 kids out of poverty in the next 3 years, not wait another three. We don't want to waste lives for three more years. We don't want to see assets flogged off over the next 3 years. We don't want to wait for the future to begin.
Are you saying that
the tax cut under Labor would be greater than $5?
Look, this is not about what Labor's tax cut is. Labor's got a growth plan. Labor's already committed to policies that are putting more in the pockets of the average Kiwi than John Key's bottle of milk, maybe, in 3 years' time.
In terms of value for money, then, how should that $500 million be spent or used?
Well, what we are doing is we're firstly guaranteeing the real value of health, education and other services by putting aside $1 billion to make sure the baseline is solid. Secondly, we are very responsibly costing out a range of new policies that will help everyday New Zealanders, including our New Zealand power policy that will save $300 a year from the average power bill. Our Best Start package, which will put $60 a week per child in the hands of needy families, and 6 months paid parental leave, not at the same time. We have a whole range of policies that will tangibly benefit New Zealanders a heck of a lot more than $5 a week, maybe if you're lucky, in 3 years' time, the hypothetical tax cut.
You're saying this might or might not happen in terms of the tax cut. Are you saying this is almost an empty promise on National's behalf?
It's a completely empty promise, because the Prime Minister's just said that he might not be doing it at all. He might use it for debt reduction instead. We've already committed to paying off National's record debt down to the level it was when they started, 3%. That's already banked and paid for in our alternative budget. So what are Kiwis getting out of National that they haven't already got guaranteed in our budget that we published months ago?
So why do you think they've announced this then?
because they're desperate to deflect from the tragic mess of dirty politics, and they're desperate to show some go forward. Frankly, Bill English never wanted these tax cuts announced because he knows they're not ready.
And are you saying they're tricky?
Well, that's not a word I would use. I'd say they're hypothetical.
Are they hypocritical?
You might well say that, given the challenges of detail that have been thrown at us in the last week. There is no detail, there's no guarantee, there's really no tax cut at all.
The hypothetical hypocritical tax cut.
Now, that's a mouthful.
Can I ask you about another issue? Working with the Māori Party, have you ruled out forming a government with them?
Look, I've been at pains to stress today that a vote for the Māori Party is a vote for National. Some Māori Party voters want to vote Labour with their party vote and vote for a Māori Party candidate. Frankly, that's a waste of time. If you want to change the government, two ticks for Labour. A vote for the Māori Party is a vote for National.
But would you potentially join with them if you needed them for numbers?
I've said there will only be three parties in the government that I lead. Inside the government, that'll be Labour, the largest party, working with the Greens and potentially with New Zealand First. We will not have the Māori Party inside the government. They won't be sitting at the cabinet table. They won't be ministers outside government.
Why rule them out when they've said that they would consider working with them?
Because they're trying to fool voters that they're a progressive party when they're there to prop up the National Party. It's the National Party that's been fundraising for them. It's them that they've been supporting. A vote for the Māori Party is a vote for National. Let's not beat around the bush.
Are you doing this to pander to Winston Peters, saying, since he said that he won't work with a race-based party?
No disrespect to Winston Peters, but Winston Peters has got nothing to do with this. I'm calling it as I see it for Māori voters who want to know the truth. You want to change the government, party vote Labour. If you want to prop up National, you go dance with the Māori Party or whoever you want.
That's when Labour's back into a corner. You've reverted to form that you dump on Māori. What do you say to that?
That's ridiculous. We strongly support the treaty partnership. We strongly support the aspirations of all Māori. We have the best lineup of Māori candidates that I've ever had the privilege to see in this party. And I can give you an absolute commitment that as Prime Minister, I will honour the treaty, just as I committed at the Tūhoe settlement, just as I committed at the coronation.
Māori voters want Labour to be in coalition with the Māori Party. What do you say to that?
I would say to them that, unfortunately, the Māori Party has been in coalition with National for the last 6 years, and in some respects, the only reason National's still there is because of Māori Party support.
Are you
if you want to change
them?
The government, no. But if you want to change the government, it's party vote Labour.
What if you needed them to get you across the line, though?
So what I've said about other minor parties, I'll say again. We will sit down and we will talk with other parties besides the Greens and New Zealand First who want to support a change of government. But they will not be inside the government. They will not be ministers.
That's that.
Thank you.
Thank you very